Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
I got a notification of a charge of $67 for UltraCare or something like that. I have no idea what that's for. Before I want to shut down the charge, I was trying to find out what do you guys do.
Well, we're a third-party customer service center that serves over 100 different companies. I won't be able to tell you that company name that charged you until I have a zip code with your account pulled up, sir.
Okay.
Can you
so
provide
what do you need
me
for
that zip code?
91304. Uh-oh.
Can you
Is
provide me
in
that
there?
first
Okay.
name? Can you provide me that first and last name?
First name is Alonzo, Alonzo. Last name is Finney, Finney. Hey, now, sir. Sorry about that. I'm going to use my phone to make this charge really quick. Give me 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get cash back today.
Yes,
20 bucks, 40 bucks. You can't do cash back? All right. Oh, that's why I need to do it. Okay, I'm back with you.
Yes, sir. I'm still waiting on that account to pull up. My system has been going slow all day. Please bear with me.
No worries. Oh, yeah, I just got done doing what you've been doing all day for the county, so no worries.
Yes, sir.
I don't do cash back, so I still got to go to 7-Eleven or ATM. You want to get the one out there? You think I should go to the state? Got it. They call back, of course, right now. Can you still hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I can still hear you okay, sir. Okay, that account has finally loaded up. Can you tell me the dollar amount and the date you was charged on your account, on this account, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm pulling up the little, trying to find it right now. Was that a text? The amount, $67.32. And the name of the company, I'm going to have to spell this to you.
I just need the dollar amount, sir.
Okay. $67.32.
Yes, sir. I do see where you was charged today for $67.32, but that charge has been declined, so it wasn't taken out of your account.
Did it say what it was for?
A tactical bag, and I do see on December 11th you paid shipping and handling for $7.95. Only shipping and handling for that tactical bag, which was shipped out on the 12th of December.
And you said it's a tactical bed?
A bag, B-A-G, or a book bag.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay. Okay, I was good to decline. Okay. And that was declined, no charges to the account.
Yes, sir, that was declined, no charges to the account. But I can get that canceled out to you. Give me one moment while I get that canceled.
Gotcha.
So you won't be charged anymore in the future for that? I did get that canceled out. So you won't
Excellent.
Be charged in the future, and I'm notating the account. And after I get done notating the account, I will have a confirmation number that I will be providing to you.
Okay. Good job, Chase. Okay. Which one are you talking about going to?
Gotcha. Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number, sir.
I'm ready.
That confirmation number is CS and Charlie. 263-329-9145.
Perfection.
Yes, sir. And is there anything else I can help you with?
You were absolutely excellent today. I got to ask you, what city are you calling, or what city is this call center in?
California.
No way. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I hear that Missouri accent in there. That's all.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.